This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Yesterday saw Melbourne's Midsummer Festival kick off with the annual and much-anticipated Midsummer Carnival in Alexandra Gardens. In a new step toward inclusivity, Midsummer have created a safe and interactive space for blind and vision-impaired people attending the carnival. Daniel Roberts and Dean Arcuri spoke to the key players involved in this, and Daniel filed this report.
Yesterday, I arrived at Midsummer Carnival pretty late in the day. It was exciting, but when you've stumbled in after having a reasonably quiet day, walking into a crowd of thousands can be a sensory overload. The music is pumping and people are partying, it's a lot. But imagine if you were vision impaired or blind. It could be overwhelming. This is an issue that was raised by Ross Devent, who is blind and queer, and Will McCrosty, both from Description Victoria, in the lead up to this year's Midsummer Carnival. Along with Daniel Santangeli, Midsummer's program director, they started a conversation that led to an art installation considered a game changer for blind and vision impaired festival attendees. I spoke to Will McCrosty from Description Victoria. I started out by asking him about the artwork and its origins.
My colleague Ross Devent, who is blind and queer, and me and Daniel from Midsummer were all talking about Ross's previous experiences of carnival. And as you can imagine, most people who listen to Joy have probably been before. It's a pretty loud day, quite crowded, can be kind of an overwhelming experience, especially if you happen to also be blind as well, and it can be a little bit alienating. So in talking to Dan, we realised that there was a really great opportunity to try and come up with a way around that and offer people a more comfortable experience at carnival. Dan Santangeli, the program manager at Midsummer, is obviously someone with a great arts now, some great connections to the world. And he came back to us with this idea of working with the Slow Art Collective on an installation that would be primarily tactile and would be kind of a home base within Carnival for people who are blind or have low vision who would like to attend the event.
Will from Description Victoria goes on to mention that the artwork has been extensively tested by both their organisation and blind and vision impaired members of the community, including Ross Devent, who was down at Carnival yesterday manning the installation. Dean Arcuri had a chat to Ross while people were interacting with the work.
So it's to help people, because we had a discussion about the fact that when blind people meet people from the general public, they tend to just talk about their blindness or their guide dog, and we're wondering how to bring people into an experience and to have us talk about other things rather than just the blindness or the guide dog. So that's how this came about. So we've got these sculptures where you can touch them and they make noises. You can hear the noises in the background. And also we've got a weaving part where we had a workshop yesterday and we learned how to do the weaving. And then today we can speak to the general public and get them to do some weaving with us and create an art project, and to have a chat about disability at the same time.
How important is it to not only have that chat, but to also have something like this in the space that creates a way to connect pathways for everyone in regard to disability? And
it's really important, because we wanted to make a way of not only the general public, but us as the blind people ourselves feel comfortable in the space, and we needed to have something to be able to do that.
Dylan Martorell from the Slow Art Collective is one of the artists behind the interactive work. After spending many hours designing, testing and installing the piece prior to Carnival, he was able to assist and view people interacting with the installation. Dylan says the work will appeal to everyone, but working with a specific focus group has made the work especially exciting.
So how long have you been pumping everything in?
We started bumping in on Wednesday and we had most of it finished by Thursday night, and then the last few days I've just been doing electronics and, yeah, bits and pieces.
What do you think the importance of having this kind of work and this kind of interactiveness for people who can see and those who have visual disabilities or are blind are to help?
Well, I mean, the work is for everyone. It works on so many different sensory levels that... yeah, it appeals to everyone, but working with that focus group has been especially exciting because we've had to think about the installation in a different way, and by thinking about it in a different way, it's actually made it a lot better. So we've had to think about it working on a level for people without sight, and we've also had to think about it in an outdoor environment, so we've got sunshades, yeah, various different elements, and we've had to think about the tactile nature of things a lot more as well. So not just what you see, but also what you feel.
Were there challenges that came with that when you started looking at how you needed to explore and expand on things?
I wouldn't say challenges. I'd say it was like, yeah, it was just like an exciting angle to take. One of the few challenges that we did have was that we had to make a space that could be entered very easily. Usually the structures are a bit lower, so this time we've made it a bit higher, so it's easy to walk through without bumping into things.
While the infamous dog show is one of Midsummer Carnival's highlights, how exciting are festivals really for our four-legged friends? The special thing about this installation at Carnival is that seeing eye dogs can interact with the work as well as humans. It's an amazing feature, described here by Description Victoria's Wilma Crosty.
Dylan from Slow Art is a bit of a genius, and he's come up with a way to rig ice and water with cues for sounds. So there'll be installations within the structure that react to touch, and so people and dogs who touch these installations will be triggering sounds and all sorts of interesting things that are going to happen throughout the installation as well.
Yeah, the bit that I wanted to work was that we wanted to create an area for the seeing eye dogs for them to rest and to be able to drink water. And so I thought a great element would be if the water that they drank was triggering sounds, and it works. Yeah, that was so good to see.
Seeing that interacting in that
Seeing
way.
The interaction, yeah, the dog triggering the temple bell was great.
Midsummer Festival is all about igniting a conversation through art. And this is just another initiative the festival has undertaken to keep that conversation going and to be a more inclusive environment for all members of our community. So, now that Carnival is over, what else is being done to make sure vision impaired and blind people are considered when programming for an arts festival?
The installation itself is being built specifically for Carnival, but Flow Art do very similar things like this. Description Victoria is working with Midsummer to provide a range of described experiences throughout the festival. So you can have a look on descriptionvictoria.com.au, and we've got an audio guide up. We're doing a show called Riot at the Arts Centre. We're doing a tactile tour of an exhibition called We Are Here, a tactile tour of Homophonic, which is a classical music concert. The installation itself will just be for Carnival, but we're going to be exploring a whole range of experiences for people who are blind throughout the festival.
That was Wilma Crosty from Description Victoria there, rounding off that report.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.